Small Business Friday.
Let's face it, owning a business can be stressful. There's struggle, there's joy. It's one big roller coaster ride. At the end of the day, whether you're a one-person company or a company with over 200 employees, we've all got one thing in common. We're all here to beat the odds and succeed. And Joe and Elton are here to help. Here's your host, the sharpest dressed man in small business, Joe Tant, and everyone's favorite country boy businessman, Elton Hollis. This is the Small Business Friday podcast.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by SBS, Cardinal Nutrition and Energy, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Coldwell Banker's Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.
Well, let's go with them to see This Fit Fuel and all our friends. Elton and Joe are on the road with them.
Guys, hanging out on Small Business Friday with the star of the show, Mr. Elton Hollis, in his festive background. He's decided to get rid of the Scrooge persona, and he is festive. But we're hanging out at one of his absolute favorite spots because this is where the gun show starts. So, man, tell the folks.
That's a good point.
Tell the folks where we're at today.
It's just because I'm trying to keep up with Jason. You know what I mean? I come in here, I think I'm doing good, and then all of a sudden he's got a medium shirt on, and I'm like, seriously, I need guns like
looking
that.
Looking good, so, man. High quality. So, but we do hear that Amber's the star of the show, though, over here.
Well, I'm just saying.
Y'all hear that laugh in the back?
Keeps the people coming in the door.
So what we're saying is Jason's the guy who does the behind the scenes.
Yeah, something about he starts at 2 o'clock in the morning, does all the cooking.
Elton Hollis hours, folks. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But listen, these guys are right here on Nederland Avenue in Nederland, and they are fixing up the right stuff. You guys know I am a brownie fanatic. Now, rumor has it, I'm going to go get some kind of protein, something yummy, 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 yummy. I don't care. Yummy. I don't care. I'm down
it's
for
chocolate,
that.
Joe.
It's chocolate. It's yummy. It's down. I'm excited. I can't even man, take over. I can't even contain myself.
Let me tell you something about this, folks. Hey, we talked about this a few times with This Fit Fuel before. You know, there's a lot of food prep places out there that man, they want an expansive menu and they want something for everybody. And that's great, but when it comes to small business, you have to figure out, hey, how can we balance what people want with the cost of doing food, prepping food, and what do you do with it when it's done?
Most bangs for your buck, right?
What if you prepare too much, you know? And do you throw it away? Do you give it away? What happens? So all of the things that happens there, This Fit Fuel is really good about taking something that people want and finding out what sells and make it happen. Greatest thing that they ever invented, them roasted potatoes. Golly, Joe, those things are amazing. Now, it works really good. Here's the other thing. Tyler and I came in here not too long ago, and I brought him in here for the first time, and I mentioned this before. He was like, well, this is not diet food. This is real food. And I was like, well, it's not cardboard nuggets,
yeah.
You know?
Right, it's just
portioned right so that you eat it properly and you have that mindset when you look at something, hey, it's protein versus what your sides are and how many ounces you're eating, things like that.
So Elton, the meal prep that you do, and I know you're busy, guys, and we play about this a lot, but the guy's busy. I mean, we run around like chickens with their head cut off most of the time. That provides you also how many hours of free time?
Oh, man.
You're not having to make your own, right? It's ready to go. 3 seconds, eat, rock and roll, and you're back on the road, right?
Yeah, it works great, man. And the different options that they have. You know, you can call it in for delivery. You can have it hot and ready for when you get here. It's also a great atmosphere to come in here and just kind of listen to the music, good conversation, and have that feeling of you got to get out of the office sometimes.
And what we're saying, folks, and what we're saying is Amber has decorated. That's what we're saying. We know Jason can cook, but he can't decorate. So we're going to hang out with them in just a few minutes.
I don't know that for a fact.
We don't. We're going to get to the bottom.
He color coordinates pretty well. Maybe he did decorate. I don't know. We'll ask him that.
We are. And then we got to figure out how often he's in the gym, because I have a feeling he's going to be in the gym just about as much as this guy right here. Good night. Folks, hang out with us on Small Business Friday. We're on the road show today, taking care of folks, coming to see you, and bringing the good stuff to the people. Man, I'm ready to go. You know what? You finish. I'm going to go.
Let's go. All right, here's the moment. Joe is actually about to try to eat something that's healthy chocolate here. So we're about to see if he actually keels over or falls over or what happens here.
Damn. My foot popped. Oh, hey, no, good. No, you have.
So look, what he's got here is, this is one of those things. This is one of the protein balls that they have, and this is the chocolate. And we also, chocolate peanut butter.
Chocolate chip in it.
It works great. What I use it for is, you know, about that 9:30, 10 o'clock time frame, and about 2 o'clock, 2:30, when I'm wanting to eat the side of the house.
He's doing the
happy
dance.
Is he still filming? Yes, really? We're still filming, Joe.
Oh, okay.
But it works really good for that. And they also have, what's the other flavor they have in it?
We have vanilla almond.
Okay, vanilla almond. Mm-hmm. And they have the paleo chocolate chip cookies, too. Those are really, really good.
He's
going to
try a cookie next.
All right, Joe, try the cookie. You ready?
Mm. Oh, you want to try the cookie?
Okay. Let's see if you...
Wait, push my arm. Okay.
That's a paleo chocolate chip.
Sugar-free. Grain-free.
Mmm. No, go ahead. I want to see your reaction, Joe.
Mm. Okay, so... Are you sure that brownie's healthy?
That's not brownie. Just because it's brown doesn't mean it's
brownie. Hey, wait a minute. That's good stuff, though. So this is called a protein ball.
Yes.
Yep. Oh, by the way, guys, say hi to Amber. Hi, Amber. That's good stuff. It's got a taste of almost like a fudge and and a brownie. I mean, it's good stuff. Oh, it's soft.
Yeah.
Mm. Like the old grandma cookies.
Yeah. Look. Grandma cookies?
No. It's a lot better. Not as much sugar.
No, not sugar. This is good. There's no sugar.
See, I told you. All this time, Joe, if you just listened to me.
That's dangerous.
That is dangerous.
So, folks, look. I know during Thanksgiving, you ate a whole pecan pie. I know mashed potatoes and gravy got on your plate.
No, that is you.
Sorry, that was me.
Yeah.
So look, if you want to get healthy and look like this guy, you should hang out and come over here to this fuel over here in Nederland, right on Nederland Avenue. Super easy to get to, right next to Sonic. And
Amber, why don't you tell them the best way to get a hold of y'all and to order the food? Because that's one of the biggest deals, right?
Is
being able to have the ease of ordering your food.
Our website is thisfitfuelnederland.com. You can go to that, and there's an online ordering link that you can click. It goes straight to our ordering site. You pay online, and then you can just come through the drive-thru, pick it up, or you come in and see us and pick it up. Yep. Or you can call us or text us at 409-527-2909.
Awesome. So. All right, so we're going to try to contain Joe. He has like a pseudo sugar high because there's no sugar in there. So we're going to get him wrapped up. And maybe here in just a second, we'll be able to see Jason. He's working back in the back, making some eggs and bacon.
And bacon. Yeah. Like bacon.
There is bacon.
Man.
All right, y'all hang on. We'll see what we can find out.
So, guys, talking about, you know, the stuff, and you guys know I don't eat 800 brownies a day. 400 maybe. But protein ball is amazing, and really, really does taste good, and I swear, I would not know sugar-free. I how in the world do you make this without sugar?
Well, we use natural sugar. So we use honey and coconut palm sugar for our sweeteners.
And that's a lot better than
refined sugar.
Right? A lot better for you. Tell me about the protein balls. What is in it? I swear there's chocolate chips and there's, I mean, it's good stuff.
I can't give the secrets away.
I'm looking for a recipe, but I know where to go.
No, but so we tried protein balls other places, and they just didn't hit right. So I like brownies, and I'm a dark chocolate kind of guy.
My new best friend right here.
Which I'm working on a secret for you.
We're excited. Look, guys, he was the star of the show. Now this guy's going to be the star of the show. All right.
So whenever I was trying to develop a protein ball of chocolate, and you know, I wanted it to taste like a brownie, and I wanted it, you know, nice and moist and soft, and you know, not falling apart. And I was successful.
Nice and moist and soft, and not falling apart.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So that sounds like you're busting.
You know, we use Lily's chocolate chips, which is a paleo chocolate chip, no added sugar. We also use cacao.
Cacao.
And natural sweetener and for
honey. Yeah.
So I did smell the bacon and the eggs cooking in the back.
Absolutely.
Guys, this is real food.
Yep.
Yes, it's healthy. Yes, you'll look like this guy if you eat it. But what I'm saying is, this is real food. This is bacon and eggs. And I went back there. I got it on film. It's good stuff. Guys, take care of yourself. Come hang out with the star of the show over at This Fit Fuel. Jason and Emma are cooking every morning. Jason gets up like Elton does at like 2 in the morning. And
he gets up way before
that. Well, I have no idea that even existing on the clock. I know what 2:30 in the afternoon is, not 2:30 in the morning. They're here on Nederland Avenue. Really easy to get to, right?
Yeah, real. It's what's nice is having an area like this that got improved. So anybody that knows this area before would pull up to this building and be like, man, we can't go around it. You can't get around Sonic. Mm-hmm, it's hard mm-hmm. to back out. They've changed a lot of things, except for that little random pole that you got to watch out for when you're backing up there. But what's really good
we're
going to
talk about that later,
folks. You can pull right around right here and get over here and have time to sit down and eat or grab your food and get back to work if you're local to this area.
And that's the thing. You can eat here, man. They've got a great showroom.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat. They've got tables ready to rock and roll.
Works
good
great.
Stuff, man.
And pick you up some of those good hats and shirts over there, man. They're pretty awesome.
You know, I think that's a good idea, and I think that we should actually get one for our next guest over. We're going to go see Miss Casey Taylor with RT Technical right around the corner. And you know what, guys? She really is an amazing individual, and we're super excited for all of our small business owners.
Yep.
We appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Small Business Friday on the road show from the star of the show, Jason, and Amber.
Wait a minute,
and this guy,
I lost my title.
You're out, bro. We'll hang out with you guys next, and we'll see you in just a few minutes.
On the road again, Elton and Joe go see RT Technical and friends. Oh, can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, guys, hanging out with us on Small Business Friday over here at RT Technical. I want to let the general manager and the owner and all the other folks hang out with you guys and tell you what's going on with RT Technical. I'm going to go find brownies. I'll be right back.
No more loaded teas for Joe, ever. All right, so we're here with RT Technical. You guys know that I'm blessed enough to be able to work here. And I'm going to keep saying all that smoochy stuff while my boss is standing right here. But want to let Casey introduce some of the team members here, and we're going to have a little discussion today about problem solving. All right, Casey.
Good morning. I have a couple of our team members here with us this morning. I have Chad Simmons, who is over our projects and manages all of those, and then Tyler Hollis, who is one of our field technicians. And there's Joe with
food.
Protein balls.
All right, so one of the things we talk about in small business is kind of what makes folks unique. When everybody does electrical work, instrumentation, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think from working here, one of the biggest things that I noticed when I got here, and especially after I spent time with the team, is the problem solving that we have here at RT Technical. And Chad's an expert at that, because it's great if you actually got a set of drawings that was all put together
yeah.
or any of that stuff, but that never does really happen, does it, Chad?
No. We get napkins with ideas on them, and I need this to happen.
He's not kidding.
And we figure it out for them and make them happy in the end and give them what they need that they don't know that they need.
And Chad, just so, you know, a lot of people don't know that, he's kind of our de facto engineer here. He may not have the letters after his name on the piece of paper, but he really does take things like, man, they'll send you a set of drawings, or they'll reference one of our buildings. They've seen one of our buildings in the field, and they say, look, we saw this TC Energy building that you guys built. Looks great. We need one of those, but on the inside, we need it to measure this. Flow is here. Add these alarms to it and those things. And that's where Chad comes in and kind of gets together with Mark and the rest of the team, Jason, and kind of adds together and says, look, we're going to take these 42 different random pieces and put it all together where it makes your stuff work.
Super excited about that, Elton. Keep going, bro.
You're super excited about everything, Joe. Now the flip side of that, Tyler is one of our technicians that goes out in the field. And it's one thing to deal with the information inflow and all that stuff that happens, but it's another thing when you add the people factor to it. So, Tyler, one of the things we talked about is having to deal with the different personalities that are out there. So every time you come on a job, I mean, it's you never know what the personality is that you're going to be dealing with, right?
Correct. We just get out there and ask them, see what they want done, and do it to the best of best of our ability.
And, it, you know, that sounds kind of simple when you say, hey, you just ask them what they need done. But on these sites that we deal with the oil and gas and the pipeline sites, especially, you have to think about their responsibility. These are their homes. And it's not just one site they're responsible for. A lot of times it's two or three or four or five sites. So anytime you do work on there, you may have got that workload from the top boss, but what they want is a little bit differently. So the field technician have to go in there and actually look at it and say, hey, this is something we got to put together, and you got to make this guy happy as well as his boss. So one of the things we've discussed back and forth is the paperwork aspect of that. How does RT Technical make money and still make the client happy? And the biggest piece of that that we usually deal with is the paperwork aspect, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we get on to them all the time about not keeping receipts. Not, but it's true. It's true. If you take care of your timesheet right, and this guy looks at it and says, I know what I'm being charged. I know what's going on. He can look at it and say, by the way, can you look at the solar panel for me? Or, hey, we've got extra ditch to dig, or we want to use ridging conduit, you know, things like that. So anyways, it's just one of those things I think RT Technical brings to the table, and I'm really proud to have a team that jumps in there and says, we know what we do as far as our line of work, but we're going to solve whatever your problem is. You give that to us, and we'll digest it, get everything rolling, and we'll turn you out a good product.
So, Brent Point, Elton. Casey, talking about customer service, and you've been doing this for quite a while. Customer service is one of your main points, right?
Correct.
So that's important, folks. If you have a customer, it is easier to keep them than to get new ones.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is you want to make sure that you're providing customer service. That is exactly what you're going to get over here at RT Technical. Casey, how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing this about 15 years.
So if you were going to give me a 30-second elevator speech about what RT Technical does, what would you say?
Sorry, I can't help you with that.
Now that was aptly timed.
I would say, Joe.
Theory's on you today, too, folks. Everybody on Joe today. Okay, go ahead.
I would say that we are a measurement and electrical contractor supporting industry. We build buildings, we build panels. As Elton shared, we go to the field with those projects and then support our customers there as well.
And you've got customers local and nationwide, right?
Yes.
And as far away as what? Canada?
We ship buildings to Mexico. Oh. We ship them all over the country.
Good times, so, good times. Elton, this is a good family environment, man. Absolutely. You know, we always play with a lot of our folks and always have a good time. And, you know, we do pick on the fact that Elton's boots are shiny and Tyler's are work boots. And I've seen Casey and hers, too. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. So, Elton, final thought, man. Over here at RT Technical, before we go, let Joe play with some cool stuff in the back.
Final thought is, we talked about problem solving, but nothing beats a really good team environment. And having that, we do have that here at RT. It's been awesome to watch people grow and find that to happen. But, you know, if you've got a small business out there or you're looking into getting into that piece of it, it all starts with a good core group. And, man, that'll make the rest of your life a whole lot easier when it comes to work.
So, folks, while Casey gets on the phone with the insurance company because I'm about to go rake havoc out in the yard, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Elton, if folks want to get a hold of RT Technical, Casey, what's the best number for them to call?
The best number is 409-721-9100.
So make sure you call and ask for Casey, not the general manager. We ain't worried about him. Call and talk to Casey. She'll get you guys rocking and rolling. We appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Small Business Friday, and I'm going to go get into some stuff now.
Thanks, everybody.
So, folks, this is a building on the site of RT Technical. Now, look, if you know Joe, Joe don't like getting hot. These are air conditioned. They've got everything ready to go. They're super heavy. And Elton and them and Casey's got to do an amazing job to get these things loaded. And they build everything on site here local. And if you can come on in here with us, everything is ready to go. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to go start turning a bunch of knobs because I don't want this thing to blow up on me. But every one of these items is all put together here on the site at RT Technical. Guys, if you need electrical work done, and you need to call Elton and Casey. They'll make sure they take care of you. Look, local company, doing good work, shipping things out of the area. lots of cool stuff I could go play on, but I don't want to take care of or upset Casey if she cuts me off for brownies. I'm not doing that today. So, appreciate you guys hanging out with us on Small Business Friday, where we bring you all the cool stuff here at Arts and Technicals. So look, well, I've made a straw. We're going to go drop this off over with Melinda at at the nutrition store over in Vitam Nutrition Squad. And actually just about the same size as a metal straw. So, and Tyler's got this cool, I'm going to call it a pipe bender thingy.
It's a tubing bender.
It's a tubing bender, but I call it a pipe bending thingy. All right, so now.
How long do you want your straw?
Oh, so we got to. So we gotta cut that off right there, because that's too long. Are y'all getting this? This is high quality right here, and I'm just gonna go turn it around like that. I do know how to do
you
that.
You are.
Oh, okay. Get that all tightened up on there.
Over there. You gonna make a couple loops.
Here we go. We're gonna
tighten it up a little bit as you
tighten
go.
Tighten it up. Couple. Tighten up a little more. Couple. Now, I just want you guys to know this is the most work I'm going to do the entire holiday. And I'll tell you who's not working, your star of the show. He's behind the camera doing what I normally do because he suckered me into doing work. So.
Joe, you're good.
There we go. Okay. Hey, we didn't break anything, folks. So we've made a cool straw.
Man, unless you want metal in your mouth.
What is this? Oh, hang on. We're going to do some more cool stuff.
Put that in the end right there.
See, look, guys, all the cool stuff over here to R2. Wait, show me again.
Put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Push and turn.
Really?
And you flip it around and do the same
thing. And this will clean out.
Correct.
Now, Tyler, this is, you know, we're playing about a straw, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want burrs inside your piping, because sometimes we put wire in there. And when you're pulling the wire, right, that can get caught on the inside. So, yeah, we're making sure we don't have any metal burrs inside. A little bit here. Make sure you're doing that on the bottom as well. Now, Tyler, I'm flipping this over. What's going to happen on the inside? Is this just going to smooth the
bevel.
Bottom? A bevel. Good time. And how long do you think we need to do this?
Probably a little bit longer.
A little bit longer. Man, I'm getting tired, y'all. I need to go put my suit on.
B-Max Minute would like to thank our sponsors. Plumbing Solutions has a reputation for high-quality plumbing and backflow services with excellent customer service as top priority. Residential, commercial, industrial, and marine services. Go to plumbing.solutions to ensure all your plumbing projects are top priority. Darcy Peel of Coldwell Banker Southern Homes, a multi-million dollar producer ranking in the top 5% realtors in the nation. Contact Darcy at 409-767-1576 for all your real estate needs. Get pre-approved for your home purchase or refinance loan with Amber Sawyer, loan originator with Gateway Mortgage. Call 409-684-3428 today. Here at Spindletop Gladys City Boomtown Museum with Troy Gray, the current director. And I know you've been a guest on our show before, but we have such an exciting event coming up that I just want everyone to know about it, because it is such a huge deal for our area and it's gonna be so much fun. Can you tell us a little bit about what's coming up in January?
Sure. So on January 14th is the day that we're celebrating the 122nd anniversary of the discovery of oil at Spindletop. And this is this discovery is really what started the economy in this area. Before they were built on lumber and rice, but really this is what really got Texas really into the oil industry.
Wow.
There was one other place before, but and there was nothing like the discovery of oil here. And so on that day, we're going to really put people back in 1901.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. What are some of the events that are going to take place?
So, yeah, if you come here, you're going to see characters dressed up in the time period. So you're going to learn about the fashion of that time period.
Yeah.
But also, you're going to also see the scenarios that may have happened at that time. Now, we know, like, the shootouts and that as we are portraying them. probably did not occur in that fashion, but there was at least one murder a night during the Boomtown era.
Oh my
so God. There were shootouts, there were murders and that. But when you first come, the very first thing that we're going to do is at 10:30, we're going to shoot the gusher. Then we're going to come in and we're going to join the Temperance Women's Movement to march around the city talking about prohibition and that, which was a very big thing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So again, getting you immersed in the culture of what actually happened during that time.
Wow.
Once they get back to the saloon, they're going to be throwing the drunks out. And then they're going to take over and do a Victorian tea. So something that was, again, part of the culture. So really, when you come on January 14th, you're going to see 1901 portrayed in many different scenarios.
It's going to be so cool. I'm so excited for it. But I know you won't be here because you're moving on to something that you have a passion about. We're going to learn a little bit more about that right after this.
Viva Southeast Texas Magazine, connecting people to people. Visit vivasoutheasttexas.com to learn more. Follow Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook to find incredible and unusual items at junkin' prices. Several sales throughout the week. Yaya's I Love Junk on Facebook.
Okay, we're back. And so, like I said, I know you're moving on to a passion of yours. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am moving to Midland, Texas, and I will be the site manager of the Bush Family Home. And this is under the Texas Historical Commission. And this is something that I've always loved. I love presidential history.
Yeah, it is very cool. And so the event, January 14th, is just going to be spectacular. Music, food, events, fun things all day long. And what's the best way people can learn more about what's coming up?
Yeah, just join our social media. Join us on Facebook and that. All of the events will be on there. But most of all, you can always just call us at the museum, 880-1750, and learn about what's going on. But like you said, that January 14th is going on all day. There'll be food out here that you can buy. There'll be music.
Boss Burger.
So, Boss Burger, nice. That's right. And if you haven't had a Boss Burger burger, you are missing out. He does a great job.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for it. I can't wait for it. It's going to be so much fun. But we are going to miss you. And we wish you the very best on your new adventure. And I thank you so much for being a good friend and for supporting BMAX Minute and for supporting this historical place in Beaumont, this unique place that a lot of people don't know about and they need to come out here.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for having me again.
You're very welcome. Back to you guys in the studio.
Texas Realtors, free up your valuable time with Texas Agent Advantage. From the showing to the closing, every step will be handled for you, completed professionally and on time. Learn more at TexasAgentAdvantage.com.
So you think you know Southeast Texas? This bridge? That land? This city? This building? Where? What is it? See if you know Southeast Texas like we do in the DroneWorks Guess Aerial Contest. Every week, watch on Facebook for the aerial photo we post and be the first to answer the question right, and you'll win a 5 to 10 second slot on the show. Who doesn't want free advertising? This week's winner is Monument Roofing Systems, your local commercial and industrial roofing expert. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years, specializing in the most advanced roofing options for flat and low slope roofs. When experience and integrity matter, Monument Roofing Systems is the company you can trust. Contact them today at 409-860-9343. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the DroneWorks Property Spotlight.
Hello, Small Business Friday. We are here in Port Neches, Texas on behalf of one of our wonderful sponsors, Darcy Peel. The property behind me is up for sale and you can't lose with this one. You already have the brick oven in the front. It's a well-known, locally loved pizza chain. This is one of their successful locations they're committed to. So right out of the gate, you've got an income of $2,500 a month, utilities paid, taxes paid by that tenant. Also, there's opportunity in the back On South Street, you've got frontage with office spaces, 1,400 plus square feet, and a 2,500 square feet plus warehouse. You can split that into four individual units or more, and there's plenty of opportunity back there to have some tenants that can grow their businesses. So with this property you have here, it's a great investment. It's a great way to add to your real estate portfolio. So if you are interested in it, get in touch with Darcy and get linked up on this one. Until next time on Small Business Friday. On the road again at the nutrition spot, so at least Joe will get something healthy in him. Oh, can't wait to get on the road again.
Guys, hanging out with the star of the show on Small Business Friday. We are at the nutrition spot in Vidor. Elkton Hollis early, and it's hunting season, early cold. I gotta tell you my skin routine. I need to finish it. I finish it in the truck, bro.
Is that what it is?
It is, man.
If you break out some skin cream in the truck while we're going down the road, we're definitely turning the camera on.
Well, I'm just saying, man.
And you're supposed to be navigating, by the way, not... Jeez.
It'll get there. So, anyway, hanging out. So, I got great news. The nutrition spot over here, Vidor, is expanding. They have taken in Cardinal Nutrition in Virginia. They've combined both locations because this location is so much bigger. They're going to be able to take care of folks here. One of the side notes is they've got another half of the building they're going to be renting out to folks doing some boutiques and things like that. Miss Melinda is amazing when you get asked to take over another business. That works out really, really well, man.
Absolutely. We see it all the time in small business, Joe. Mm-hmm. We talk to contractors and folks in the business world that start out one area, and they said, man, you know, this is working great. We've got a good team together. But we need to change a location, or we need to add a location, or we mm-hmm. need to pivot in that business model. And to be able to do that and make it successful, that's one of the main ingredients for small business.
Guys, come hang out over at the Nutrition Spot. Location's 868 North Main Street. They're right over here in the Market Basket Shopping Center in the corner. They're making stuff now. We're rocking and rolling. It doesn't matter. We're on the air. You know what? Folks are in and out. We're rocking and rolling. Melinda is so busy. She's running both stores. Coming back over here. 18 kids. She's amazing. It's a good time. So we're excited. And look, we've got a Cardinal drink ready to go. Yeah. And of course, I've got the blue straw. You've got the pink straw because there's that.
Yeah,
because
you picked it.
Yeah, we did. Hey, I have a song for you. Jingle Bells, Elkton Smells, Matthew Lane and Egg, The Bonnie Mobile, Lost a Wheel, and Joe is awesome all day.
Y'all pray for me today, folks. I got to ride with this guy all day long.
Good times. Guys, thanks for hanging out with us on Small Business Friday. We're coming to you on a road show today on our Christmas vacation because we want to give back to our folks. Final word, my friend?
Final word of the day is, how in the world are we going to make it to the end of the day with Joe with this much caffeine already?
No sugar, but lots of caffeine. Y'all hang out with us, and we'll see you at the next stop.
On the road again at Cat's Corner so Joe can get pizza and pie and grin. Oh, can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, guys, hanging out with the star of the show and Miss Bonnie over here at Cat's Corner. dropping stuff all over the place. We're going to try this pizza now. Now, Elkton, I hear... This is the pizza to die for, correct?
It is.
And what is special about this pizza?
Well, Joe, you got to use the rigid edge.
You know, sometimes, folks, you got to get into industry, you know, usually cutting edge. You know, not everybody's, nice and petite. And now here's the great thing about it. We are joined by the amazing Bonnie from the BMAX Minute. We're super excited. We stalked her all the way here in Silsby to come hang out with us. Now, Bonnie, what are you eating at the moment?
This is called taco soup.
Taco soup.
Who doesn't love tacos?
Who doesn't love tacos? So now, Elkton, tell us about this. What is extremely exciting about this?
All right, so cauliflower pizza. So you got the crust. It's made out of cauliflower instead of just the regular dough. It's good for you and it tastes amazing. So you could definitely not be able to tell that this is cauliflower.
Wait a minute.
But just to check out, I'm going to take a bite anyway.
Are we? Mm-hmm. Are we sure? Because
it's our tea shop.
I can't taste the difference, folks. Mm-hmm. I cannot taste the difference at all.
Energy,
Wow, Bonnie, this is really good stuff.
I can taste the difference. It tastes
really
better.
She said, I can, but it doesn't matter.
That helps
so much better than like a cup.
It really does. It doesn't weigh you down, get that feeling, you know. And I get it. There's a place for pizza and other beverages, but, you know, but when you're sitting here and you want something light for lunch or during the evening time, man, they've got wine here, they've got pizza. I mean, there's a lot of stuff happening down in downtown Silver.
And I hear they're going
to
have beer, like specialty beer.
Oh,
well.
None of that. Some bougie beer. Huh?
Well, now, so folks, from breakfast this morning at this Fit Fuel, hanging out with the Nutrition Spot to get kind of juiced up early this morning.
Yep.
Now we're over here at Catch Corner in Silsby. Enjoying, this is really good stuff. And then, of course, Lonnie's hanging out with some taco soup. We absolutely sabotaged the V-Max show.
I crashed them.
It was amazing. We love that. So, guys, we appreciate you hanging out with us. We're going to finish, and I might let Hilton have another piece. Maybe. But, guys, come on now. Grab you something. Look, Domino's is fine. Like, this is where you need to be. Get yourself a little healthier. Come and enjoy great atmosphere. You can eat here. You can eat outside. You can hang out at your house.
And look, got to go. Right next door, go visit Bo, Kat's husband, right next door, and you may catch Ty in there, their son. But you can go right next door to 515 Nutrition, get you a loaded tea. Man, they got 550,000 flavors over there, so you can get whatever you need. I'm kind of partial to the superhero flavors myself. But you know, it's one of those things where you come out here, and then, you know, when you're wasting a little bit of time, you can step right next door to Guard and Defend Arms. We have got to go in there, Jeff.
Oh, we're definitely going to go hang out with those folks. And I'm super excited. We'll go hang out with 515 for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, I don't dare tell Amber that I bought an entire pie from that. But I'm super excited. I'm going to be eating that in the truck while Elton drives, because why not? It's not my truck. Why not, right? So, it's super excited. I've already eaten all the cookies. I am just rocking and rolling today.
I can tell.
Man, it's good time. So, folks, thanks for hanging out with us and the amazing Bonnie. We found Bonnie!
Best-selling Bonnie.
We found Bonnie, man. This is a great day to go on the road with Small Business Friday and be back soon. Guys, hanging out over here at Cap's Corner. Wow, we're gonna eat some pie. This is like a, what is it, Bonnie?
Chocolate pecan pie.
Yeah.
We're super excited about this.
It's simple, that's what it is.
Now, Bonnie has said it is so simple, she's like, I don't want any part of it. Because everything good in life is sitting across from Elton and I. And we're the bad influences. So, Elton, you want to cut us a piece and we'll get started?
See, I ran into a problem there, Joe. I just don't really know if that knife's big enough, so I brought my own knife to cut the pie.
Wow.
With.
Wow. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's wow. Like a crocodile. That's not a knife. This is a knife.
We're not compensating for anything.
So this is my Christmas present from Jaclyn.
Yes.
So she is now my new favorite person.
Yes, Baby Dragon got it right. Baby Dragon got it right. So, wow, are you...
We're not really going to.
Let's not do that. And
look,
the sheriff's department comes, nice I'm running out the door, so there's that.
Yeah, well, we're right next to Guard and Defend Arms, so I mean...
We are, yeah. Well, there's that. So here, we're just going to dig in and get started on this, right? We don't have a problem. There we go.
I can't wait just for a minute. I have to turn away.
Well, I'm excited. I'm
really excited. Right, Joe, here's the
I'm super excited. Now, just for the record, guys, that's the only piece he's getting, just to let you know. I'm an equal opportunity Scrooge when it comes to the pie. So,
go set your stuff down.
You know what's really good about that pie? It's quiet.
Exceptional, man. This is awesome. This is really good. And the great thing is, it's always amazing when the sweet part of the pie doesn't override the rest of it. This is really good.
Just handle that, brother. I'll be all right.
On the road again. To the Shave Shack where Elton takes all day to get grooming. Oh, can't wait to get on the road again.
Guys, Joe and Elton hanging out on Small Business Friday. Elton forgets, we've done this a couple of times. So hanging out with Haley over here at the Shave Shack. This is where the star of the show goes to be beautiful and get done. And from what I understand, it takes Haley hours and hours to get him to look decent. To be honest.
Most people have to book out an hour. I have to book out by the half a day.
It's just so they can crazy. Get everything ready. It's craziness, y'all. He's getting waxed on the eyebrows. He's getting waxed on the mustache. He's getting waxed. We don't talk about it. But look, Haley is an absolute professional. And you have to be if you're going to be working on the star of the show. So
that's right.
Haley, we're super excited to be out here over in Sour Lake at the Shave Shack. And you have been doing this for how long?
I've been doing hair for about 2.5 years, but okay. The Shave Shack's been open for about 5 months.
So look, guys, we know that Elton, 1 year, man, is the magic number for most small businesses, and Haley's halfway there, guys. So listen, Haley, real quick, we want to make sure we get all the information in at the beginning. Okay. If folks want to book an appointment with you, what phone number do they call?
You can always call. It's 409-679-6793, or we also have a booking website, and that's shaveshack.net, if we don't answer the phone. So you can always go on there. It's super easy. There's 3 buttons, and it's done.
ShaveShack.net as in hair net. See how she did that, guys?
But she it's really amazing. Loves when you email her. That's emailing is her
don't
favorite.
Don't email me.
Give her a call 3 a.m. She will book you. Don't worry. Send her an email. We're excited
Absolutely.
For that. Hit her up on Facebook. Whatever we got to do. We're super excited. So, guys, we are at the kind of the mid part of our road show, and we said, look, this is all about small business. We gotta go see Haley.
She
does a very, very good job.
Thank
so
you.
Haley, if we were gonna fix this, what's the first thing that we need to do?
Right. Wait a minute. Why are you?
I gotta have to have a
this?
Professional
the first thing?
Opinion. Yes. Yeah. First thing. Here we go.
You get on your knees and pray.
So, folks, Haley is my new favorite guest host. We no longer need Elton. We gotta hang out with Haley. It's gonna be amazing.
Me.
But I will, look, but we are going to put her on
Sorry
the spot.
Sorry about that.
Look, what she's going to pick on is the fact that, you know, I can't make my line underneath here as straight as she does.
No, Elton can't make up his mind.
I keep changing. It's awful.
It's like I'm like a chameleon.
I'm going to get off here and let her just put him in line. This is a good time. So, Haley, listen, so we were talking really. You are going through what a lot of medium to large size businesses go through. Mm-hmm. Just had a mention of a coworker who didn't have a babysitter.
Yes.
So we're talking about staffing problems, mm-hmm. right? We're talking about that. So give our folks some help. When is the best and or least busiest time to come book a haircut?
I would say usually our least busiest time is on Wednesday. Okay. And I don't know what it is, if it's like the middle of the week and people can't,
okay.
or if they, but majority of the time it's been a Wednesday.
Okay.
And of course, after the holidays, it has been the least busiest time for us.
Okay, so folks, great idea. I know, Elton, we're always trying to get time. We're always trying to get
kidding.
In and out, right?
Oh, good.
So Wednesday afternoon, perfect time to do that. And they can call and make an appointment with Haley just about any time. Haley, what are some of the other things that you do? We don't just cut hair. Because
no.
Lord knows if that were the case, Elton could get in and out. But we have to do so much more to get Elton up and ready. What
so
are some of the
work.
Things? What are some of the other things that we offer?
So we do haircuts. We do beard trims, straight razor shaves. We do hot rock massages for the head and temple. We do.
I love this idea. Okay.
Steam facials
okay.
with the mask, moisturizer.
Wait, is that the little bubbling things that was on that guy's head?
Yes, those are hydro globes, facial globes.
Oh,
to,
okay.
It actually makes the product go into the pores.
Really
so
cheap.
When you rub those on, it seeps it in there. But we
Looking
do facials, hot rock massages. We have beard deep conditioning treatments.
Okay.
We've got, I mean, just all kinds of things.
What about that Carry Tress spray bottle special y'all have going
on? Oh, we do
it.
Have that. That's like the...
Do you get to see that, Joe?
No, oh, but I'm now excited.
You know,
no.
you know how when they take the spray bottle and they wet your hair down?
Oh yeah.
Well, just you know,
oh,
just because yeah. it was is
you
Carrie,
do it until they
know?
Say stop.
Yeah. So she just kept doing it, and the whole time Carrie's just getting drenched, man.
It was
awesome.
He thinks
it's a normal thing.
Oh well,
right. He wasn't ready for it.
Well, now he comes in on his toes.
He's ready.
He's prepared.
Pay attention, Carrie. Things are up and moving. Hey, life moves at you pretty fast. And if you don't pay attention, it'll pass you by.
That's
Ferris
right.
Bueller's Day Off. So here we go. That was a movie way back when he was older.
Just too young to remember.
So here we go. One of the other things, too. Now, we talked about some facials.
Yes.
And waxing.
Yep.
Right?
We do have ear, nose, and eyebrow wax. And we
and
do.
That's it. She said she is not waxing nobody's feet, Joe. Nothing
else. That's it.
I have pretty feet.
Here we go.
I'm just saying. She's going to have to do a whole lot of work.
Yeah. We've done a lot to try to upgrade our menu from just your basic barbershop, haircut, beard trim, get out, to more of like a spa. So you can just kind of hang out, relax, have a drink, chill out.
And you can do all these services, right? All you and the ladies. So if you want to get that scheduled, we can get that up and running. Mm-hmm. Give us the hours that you're open. I know not holiday hours, but give us the hours that will happen right after Christmas.
Okay, we are here every day from 9 to 5, and on Saturday, 9 to 2 by appointment only. But there's 2 days. I stay late Tuesdays and Wednesdays until 7. So, but that's only me. They get out of here at 5 o'clock. They're
the team is gone.
But that's the benefit of booking that appointment when you're working till 5. Example, Elton, we work in Nederland and Port Arthur. There's no way we're getting here at 5 o'clock when we get off at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
So a lot of folks, guys, look, this is what we do. We make sure we bring the good stuff to the people. If you need that extra time, done.
Yes.
Come down here, look good.
When you leave, at least.
You know, there's that. And hang out with folks who know exactly what they're doing, because these ladies are trained. They've been doing it for a while, 2 years or so. And if you can get that to look amazing, you're an amazing individual, I'm just saying. So, Haley, we are super excited that you're here. Elton, give us the rundown, man. This is your place. This is where you like to come
when you
look at all ragged out and all that stuff.
I tell you what's great is you come in here and you know, when somebody's taking a straight razor and they're right that close to your face right there, it takes some trust. You know what I mean? You don't just trust anybody with that. So
there's a story there.
That's right. So it's not just walking in here and getting that done. It's also how you feel when you walk in. They welcome you, you know, ask if you want something to drink, is everything, you know, what do you need to make you comfortable? That type of deal. And sometimes, you know, it takes us a little longer to get prettier than the other ones. But through that time, it's a barrel of laughs the whole time, man. And it just makes you want to come back and you know, within a week or two and get trimmed up and get ready again. But
yeah, don't come see Haley when you have a special occasion. Come on, guys, listen to me. Your girlfriend, your wife, your side piece, whatever it is you have, does not want you looking like the bottom of a shoe. Come in here, get yourself together, get pretty.
That's right.
And go throughout life looking good. You feel better, you perform better, you're ready to rock and roll, right?
That's right. We're all happy.
There you go. All right. Well, Haley, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
I'll see you
in about another week.
Guys, it is a book. 3-hour appointment. It's going to take
3 hours.
It's a good time. Guys, from the star of the show, I am Joe, hanging out. Hopefully, some brownies pretty quick. Hanging out with Haley over here at the Shave Shack. Haley, one more time. If folks want to book, tell them again, phone number and where to go.
Okay, phone number is 409-679-6793. And then the website is shaveshack.net. Or you can walk in during the weekday.
That's
anytime.
It. Walk in, see what's going on. You might see Elton here in the corner. And Elton, final word, man.
We're going to take it on the road one more time. We appreciate all the time and everything that you bought for us here, Haley. But, I mean, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention the great team that you have here. Even Julia. No. it's real funny.
She's getting that straight razor. What
each
she's doing.
One of them, man, has their own little personality. It's pretty cool to see, you know, what you bring as a barber here, but when you expand your team, then you've got a bigger net. You cast a bigger net, and they bring in folks they know, and they're kin folks. So it's awesome
That's
to see you grow, and it'll see awesome whenever maybe you can get into a bigger spot, a little closer to the road maybe. So we'll see what that brings.
Right.
But thanks for joining us, everybody, and we're
going
to continue on the road show.
Y'all hang out with us on Small Business Friday. Who knows where we're going next?
On the road again. To catch instruction, please keep Joe off all the equipment. Oh, can't wait to get on the road again.
Guys, we hang out with the coolest folks. We're over here with Cat Construction, hanging out, goofing off. I mean, we're working today, I promise. Belinda, she's working. I swear she's working. So, Elton, who are we hanging out with?
Oh, this is Kelly Marie, man. Let me tell you. I don't know that Belinda has one title for her. I've heard her call her awesome and something about a know-it-all. No, wait.
Oh, God. No.
Maybe it wasn't know-it-all.
No. Well,
but anyways, no. We heard that Kelly, if we ever have a question about whatever Cat does or what we need at Cat Construction, or if something has to be done, Kelly Marie can be the one to do it for you. That's what we heard.
Yep.
I mean...
Is that true?
I'm getting there. But yeah.
Well, good. Well, look, we know that Cat Construction has dump trucks.
Yep.
We know that they have earth-moving equipment.
Yes.
We know that they haul rock and dirt and anything else you can put in the dump truck,
Just about anything.
Good.
Yeah.
So, we've got all these LNG projects that are kicking off, and you guys are always good about showing up to the meetings in Beaumont, Port Arthur, and doing all this other stuff, but, man, Cat's been doing this since when?
Been incorporated since 1992, so 30 years.
And Kerry's been operating equipment since they were filming the Flintstones. You know,
he was one of the guys that was sliding down the dinosaur. Started with a wheelbarrow and a shovel. Seriously.
Man.
In one little truck.
And there's a ton of equipment out here on the yard. So we're super excited about that. And it looks like... Elton, that, look, Cat Construction, you know, the scope of work is continually changing all the time. And they have adapted to meet the needs of their customers, right? And that's important.
Absolutely.
I kind of like this cool sweatshirt.
I know, right? With our new logo.
Very cool. That's something else. Let's talk about that. So, how cool is it? Now, that makes me nervous when Joe walks off. We're going to have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
So, we'll talk about that. So, the Cat logo, everybody's seen it. Y'all are changing the logo, so it looks really cool.
Yes.
But, you know, I've got a couple hats that I like. And a couple shirts, and maybe a vest, and maybe a jacket.
And maybe.
And a fishing shirt. Yeah. I mean, I'm not counting, but...
No.
But anyway, so apparently I'm not the only one that likes it, because what is this about Cat merchandise?
Yes. Now? So we have a whole new thing in the office. It has anything from t-shirts to the vests to these to koozies, hats, you name it. It's all for sale. Come in anytime and get some.
See, that's pretty awesome. When you're on the way down to the Shave Shack to get a nice little haircut or whatever, you stop by here and get you a nice shirt or a koozie or whatever you need.
For sure.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so last thing. Wait a minute. Okay, so we're going to... It's great. Look, if you've got some dirt work that needs to be done, or you've got a greenfield project or a brownfield project that you're working on and you need some earth moving equipment or some excavation or hauling stuff, man, y'all need to call Cat. But we're going to have to turn the camera around, because we're about to have to chase Joe down. So let me turn this for you so you can see. This knucklehead is on a smooth drum roller over here. I don't even think he knows how to turn it on. But he looks like a five-year-old. Safety first. He puts on his seatbelt. Belinda, you'll be proud. He must have went to the safety meeting this morning.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so we're going to have to turn this off, because I'm literally going to have to drag Joe off of this thing.
On the road again. Don't give Joe a gun. Hey, guard, defend. Don't let him walk away from the camera again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, guys. Joe and Elton hanging out on Small Business Friday. We are on the road show over here in Silsby. Elton, where are we at, man?
Oh, Garden Defend Arms. Hey, let me introduce you here, my good buddy Ricky. You doing all right, man?
Yeah, how are you?
Good to see you. This is actually about my fourth time I've been in here, man. The first couple of times I tried to come in here, Ricky, I didn't think I was going to get in the door, man.
Yeah, you know, we do get a lot of foot traffic around this area. You know, we have a lot of events that we do throughout the year, and, you know, it just happens that you came on every single one of those events. So, and I apologize. I have to invite you after hours to our members only lounge. So.
As long as that comes with after hours pricing, we're all right.
Yeah, I'll give you that discount.
When you're the star of the show, you get all the cool stuff.
Well, look, man, we come in here, and it's difficult as a guy that enjoys his Second Amendment rights and deer hunting and enjoying target practice and stuff like that. Man, to come in here and see all of the variety that you have is amazing. So we kind of narrowed it down, you know. Tell us about what we have right here.
So what we have here is we started specializing a little bit on Cerakote. So this is going to be one of our custom blocks that we did. We did an FDE Cerakote on there. We did a laser engraving. We do trigger cuts at the bottom as well. So we're a custom shop. From laser engraving to Cerakote, we can do it all. This is our other one, which is a battle-worn color. So we've done a CZ, awesome. We've battle-worn. It's a couple of different things, and we have a really talented Cerakoter. You know, I went and scouted some of the best people to bring on board, and you know, awesome. I've been very pleased with their work, and so have our customers.
Yep.
Most jobs take about 3 weeks to 4 weeks to get done. Wow. However, due to the facility size that we have here, and then all of the you know, newer technologies, we can actually knock this out a lot quicker. Our average turnaround is about 5 to 7 days, so it's a lot quicker than our competition.
That is awesome.
And we just wanted to make sure that we can get your product, because we don't want to hold on to something for a very long time. You know, I've heard horror stories where some people say, man, I've had gun for 6 months, they've had it for a year,
sure,
they get it back and they're like, this isn't even my gun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's all kind of, and same thing, I've heard the horror stories out there, and it's one of those great things about dealing with your local folks is those are the kind of folks you can come in and talk to, and you trust. You know, you eat at the restaurants with them, you see them next door getting a good loaded tea at 5:15. All things like that, you trust those type of individuals more than you do if you send it off to West Virginia or wherever you're sending it. So
absolutely. So that's what I focused on most, was that anytime you wanted to go to a gun shop and you wanted to find a huge selection, you were very limited to that. There's a couple gun shops in the area that only carry very limited amount of inventory, and you would have to go to Houston for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said, man, why are we losing so much money to Houston when we can have something here local? You know, I'm always promoting shop local, buy local.
Absolutely.
But then again, it's very hard to do that when you don't have the availability to do that. So we put together a plan, we came up with this, and now we have some of the widest selection available in Southeast Texas.
Awesome. Joe, how many are you buying today, Joe? Three,
four, five? Let me tell you guys, now Elk have been working, and I've been looking, and I want to tell you, this is wall-to-wall stuff, man.
Now, that's pretty awesome.
Look at this one right behind Ricky. It's like light blue, and the bronze, Ricky's about getting my pocket, y'all. OSHA's going to see this and decide she wants to. I don't know what I'm going to do about this.
Yeah, you are sold now, brother.
I am in trouble, folks. I'm telling you, listen, from handguns, shotguns, you name it, they've got a whole display over here with scopes and all the stuff that you need.
Yeah. Or won't.
Get it local. Ricky, if folks want to get a hold of you, what's the phone number to call?
They can call us at 409-201-9468. You can also hit us at guarddefend.com. We have a website available that's open 24/7. So our hours here are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then Saturdays we're here from 9 to 3. Again, on the website, it's guarddefend.com. We're open 24/7 there. You have the availability to ship, pick up. And, you know, I said we're available, so just give us a call either through our phone or send us a message on Facebook.
Awesome. Ricky, thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem.
Appreciate it, bud.
I appreciate it.
Joe, come back in the camera over here.
I'm not done shopping, man. I'm shopping stuff.
Stop for a second.
Okay, what's up?
Let me tell you something.
Okay,
so, we've talked about all the good things that they offer here, but we left out one thing. They've got some really cool shirts and hats that are out there. And I heard a rumor that they may possibly be trying to just get rid of these things like crazy. So
really?
I'm not going to say they have the best prices on them, but I heard they were pretty good prices on them. So
if you need a stocking stuffer for Christmas, come on by, grab some. I see some on the wall with the hats, ready to rock and roll. Guys, look, if you're looking for a gift for your guy friend, your side piece,
what do you say that?
It doesn't matter. Look, your husband, whatever it is, your brother, your uncle, your granddad, whatever. Look, come on down, local. And get what they want. Quit buying them a tie. I might wear that, but nobody else. The star of the show, he's not wearing that, y'all. Come on down. Get something local. Get it from the good folks down here. And Elton, it's always good to take care of small business, my friend.
That's right.
No more road for them. Thanks for joining Elton and Joe again. This road show has come to an end. Thank you all for tuning in.
All right, everybody. That's been your Small Business Friday podcast. And remember, for all your aerial photography and videography needs, contact DroneWorks at 409-781-5521. Check out Small Business Friday on Facebook at Small Business Friday Program.
Small Business Friday is brought to you by SPS, Cardinal Nutrition and Energy, MKC Solutions, This Fit Fuel, Coldwell Bankers Darcy Peel, Bison Specialty Services, and RT Technical.